The Maoist insurgency takes its toll in Nepal, but ministry grows. Christians unite together to reach Italy for Christ. And Back to the Bible uses a skate park for research. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Bliss. Topping the news today, 10 years of Nepal's Maoist insurrection has pushed the country to the brink of a humanitarian crisis. IN Network's Nicanor Tamang works with the Nepali office, where he says the situation is a constant challenge.
The royalists, who believe in the fact that Nepal should have the king of Nepal as the absolute ruler, and then you have got the Maoists who want to establish their type of government, and then the seven-party alliance, they want to re-establish a parliamentary system of government. Political situation in our country is very uncertain and fluid. You never know what's going to happen tomorrow. And these three groups of people, there are tension between all these things. And the church is not able to really do many things that we would like to do.
Tamang says the church is strong, but he urges prayer.
None of the groups have really hampered our work. The church continues to grow. But there are areas where we face difficulties. For example, sometimes when you want to register the church, because Christians are still not a recognized minority. And sometimes when we want to have a team of people go to a certain village, we can't go because of mistaken identities.
Next, with the 2006 Olympic Games in full swing in Italy, AMG International has several teams working alongside local churches to distribute scripture and talk with people. AMG's Tracy Reagan says Italy is a tough place to reach.
The country as a whole is a post-Christian country, so they're not really very accepting of anything that has to do with Jesus or God.
That's why AMG is part of the More Than Gold Outreach, designed to promote unity among Christians. Reagan says she saw a common goal.
We met several people from different churches and from different denominational backgrounds, but they all seemed to have one goal, and that was really just to reach Italy for Christ.
Reagan's excited to see God at work.
Pray for the materials that are being received, that people would be willing to accept them, and that the Lord would use his word, as he says, it never returns void. And that is our prayer, that they would see the truth and that the truth would set them free.
You're listening to Mission Network News. American evangelist Sammy Tippett recently traveled to India for a marathon, a preaching marathon. For 3 days, Tippett preached in order to film 20 broadcasts in Hindi to be simultaneously translated into Tamil and Telugu. Tippett's desire is to produce discipleship and leadership materials for the growing Christian community in India. These broadcasts will help reach countless numbers of people with the gospel. So pray for Tippett as he repeats this preaching marathon in some of the other major Asian languages. Meanwhile, even with the chill of winter still in the air, Bible Mission International is thinking about the summer. They're excited about this year's summer camp plans for kids in Russia, Ukraine, and Central Asia. Kids meet Christ at camp, and that has far-reaching impact beyond just the children. Bible mission workers are preparing for a camp season even now and praying for the kids who will meet Jesus this summer. And Back to the Bible's Woodrow Kroll says they're investigating the disconnect between youth and Bible literacy. Getting the information to study this could be challenging, so they took an unusual tack in marketing research.
We've decided to put a skateboard park in Back to the Bible so that when we get information out of the research center, we'll immediately test it with the kids who are there for skateboard lessons, the kids who are there waiting in line. There'll be a touch screen there that will gather information and data from them.
They're hoping the skate park will help them figure out what the disconnect is between owning a Bible and reading it. Kroll says it's not just a place to skate, nor is it just an outreach event.
Ultimately, our goal is to ask 15-year-olds, what is it that you want in order to connect with God? What are you looking for? What works for you? What doesn't work for you? So that we can pass this information on for people who are working with 15-year-olds.
Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. It's Black History Month in the U.S. Buckner Orphan Care's Shoes for Orphan Souls is making available the CD Spirituals, Songs of the Soul, featuring Larnell Harris, Marilyn McCoo, and others. These songs may stir your soul to reach out to the oppressed, like innocent orphans around the world. So get your free copy by calling 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.